Thank you, Ambassador and Vice President. I thank all those countries that have spoken about the human rights situation in our country. Of course, no country is perfect, and nor is Chad, but before I start replying to the questions, just I want you to close your eyes for one moment, if you would, to see the context that we're living in. In Central Africa, we have Libya to the north. To the south, the CAR, and the situation in those countries is unstable. To the east, we have Sudan. To the west, Niger. Part of the struggle against jihadism. These countries are heavily affected. Security is priceless, and our country's existence is priceless to us, despite that. I think there is no country in the world where you will have, who you find a president who dies with weapons in his hand fighting jihadism. That has never happened. We're in a transitional period. Despite the transition, with the war in Sudan, and the influx of refugees. And in the discussions that we've had with the head of state, we got instructions to keep the borders open to let the Sudanese refugees in, because tomorrow it could be us. So, bearing in mind all of that, and our transitional phase with the National Inclusive Dialogue underway, implementing recommendations for our government, despite the recommendations, and caring for refugees, we have a difficult situation. Over a million refugees from Sudan in our country, and some 60,000 coming in daily, and yet our borders are open. The problem that we have, and I've spoken to the High Commissioner, who's visited our reception zones. If you take a small border town with 100,000 population, there are twice as many refugees. Where do they go? They go to places where the sub-region's population was cultivating crops. Where they have to cut trees down. There's environmental impact, there's impact on the economy, and yet we continue our efforts. We continue to let them in. And we still have to fight extremism in the Lake Chad Basin. You know the efforts we're making to combat terrorism. So please, close your eyes for a second and imagine this haven of peace in the heart of all of those transformations. And yet, still there is, of course, an impact on the resolutions and on their implementation. It's inevitable. I'm sorry I'm taking time over this, but I do want those present here to imagine our situation and our context within the Sahel. And with that, I give the floor.